MyGov. You'll learn the right steps as Maria does everything wrong. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Well, good morning and welcome to Saturday. I'm Tom King. I am in the studio, and Merle Kelch is joining us from once again a secret location in northern Wisconsin. Good morning, sir.
As you say, the palatial estate.
Yes, the palatial Kelch estate in northern Wisconsin.
That's right, which, by the way, folks, is just a trailer in the woods. Nothing very exciting. But we're mowing a lot of grass. There's a lot of grass up here. All this wet weather we have, it appears to be a jungle. And I'm just waiting for the gorillas and the mist to start howling this morning, and it'll be just a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Well, Merle can still take your questions today, 715-845-2155. If you have a question about your financial situation, your portfolio, whatever the case may be, give us a call here this morning. I thought we could start by talking a little bit about the month of September as we head in past the Labor Day weekend. A lot of people, don't really pay that much attention maybe during the summer months. They've got other things going on. And then their attention gets redrawn in the month of September. And I saw an interesting stat, and this is kind of fascinating, that over the past 100 years, September has been by far the worst month on the calendar for the Dow Jones Industrial Average.
Has been.
An average loss of 0.8%, which contrasts with an average gain of 0.8% in the other 11 months. September is the only losing month the Dow has had in the last 100 years.
Well, it's the one that tends to drop down. September tends to be sort of a lagging month, depending upon what happens with October. So we take a look at it. Literally, September tends to be the only month out of the year that tends to have an average down to it.
So the suggestion is that people might be looking at either selling stocks in September or postponing investing more cash that they've accumulated. What's your thought on that?
My opinion would be is that it becomes a month of lag. And here's my reasoning for it. First of all, look at it. It's 100 years that we've been investing in the marketplace. Interesting, isn't it? A whole 100 years. Okay. Anyway, if we take a look at this, September is usually when what's going back to school? Kids. Traditionally, in the old farm families and so forth, September tends to be the month that we're doing usually a bunch of harvesting. September is also the month that you have Labor Day and vacations are finishing up and, all the stuff is getting ready to go for the fall. So I think that has a lot to do with it in two parts, as you actually said, too. My opinion would be is that, one, that's the time of the year that we're trying to get everything done. We're not paying attention to what's going on inside of the marketplace. And we look at it for September and say, well, how did September, or I'm sorry, we look at it for August and say, how did August do? Well, August stunk. Well, let's just get out of the marketplace. We're just going to sell some stuff and we'll look at it later as the new quarter begins. Or, hey, August was great. Let's go ahead and put it in, let it ride. We got a few more bucks. Let's go ahead and set it in there and have it go. Because what's interesting out of this whole thing is Mark Hulbert, which is this article is from, folks, also talks about how September tends to usually trend whatever happened inside of August. And so last year, August, of course, was up. Last year in 2013, September actually happened to be up 2.2%. And so now coming back from our best August that we've had in 14 years, at least on the Dow, folks, S&P 500 and the NASDAQ hitting two new highs, I think we have the ability to have a nice September, and I don't see anything that has us a big fall off in September with some uncertainties going on, as long as Mr. Putin in Ukraine continues to behave himself a little bit. Of course, he's, of course, blowing off a little steam as of late.
715-845-2155 is the number to call here if you have a question for Merle. So when people come to you, I mean, every quarter, is it every quarter that you want to relook at folks' portfolios or every couple of quarters?
We typically do our stuff about every 6 months we get together.
Okay.
Some people want to do it every quarter, but we look at the stuff, and what we're trying to find is, again, I've said it before on here, we try to take a look at what's going on inside of the markets, inside of the economies, and we try to take all the political out of it. Because there's a lot of political spin that goes on. I don't know if you can possibly believe that, Tom. A lot of political spin that goes on inside of the economy and the marketplace. So as you read this information, everybody tends to have their own thought or opinion on how politics are going to affect that. That being said, then, we try to take that out and say, okay, where are we going from here? How are we looking in the next 2 years, 3 years, 5 years? We typically try not to have a knee-jerk reaction in our office as far as what we think is going to happen in the next quarter or half a year, simply because that does us no good. All we're doing is just simply knee-jerking. Those types of emotional responses to the marketplace tend to not make us any money. They only make us feel good in the short term, and long term it ends up losing us dollars.
715-845-2155. Please give us a call here this morning if you have a question for Marola. This is the time to get your financial questions answered. And, you know, we talk about the Labor Day weekend, the long weekend, and then folks will get back to maybe paying attention after the Labor Day weekend. One of the guys who has been paying attention and maybe surprised some folks, maybe you weren't surprised, maybe some were, Warren Buffett getting involved in the Burger King deal. Is Burger King moving their corporate headquarters to Canada to use the tax inversion strategy? And we can go in to talk about that down the road if we want to. But I guess talk a little bit about what Warren Buffett's thinking about as he gets involved in fast food, and especially a fast food company that's moving to Canada.
You know, I saw the articles that popped up with Warren Buffett, and I tried to find some this morning, and I didn't see any of the articles, at least that I wanted to read, talking about Warren Buffett. So I'm not exactly familiar what or how Warren Buffett got into the middle of this. But let's just simply talk about the tax inversion at this point in time anyway. You know, tax inversion is simply that you have a large U.S. company and they buy a foreign company. They buy it and then essentially have the foreign company have that be their home office and essentially creating a U.S. company and moving it overseas. Now, you have a lot of people inside of the government that are saying that this is unpatriotic and you can't do this or you shouldn't do this because you're taking money out of the U.S. taxpayer dollars and that whole bit. But, you know, we got to realize this, folks. Corporations really don't pay any taxes. Corporations don't pay any taxes because the taxes that they do pay, they take it out from the profit from the goods and services that we have. So if you have a company XYZ and they're due to pay $10 million and they look around and say, well, geez, if we have to pay $10 million each year, we're going to have to increase the price of our widgets enough to cover the cost of the $10 million. Does that make sense? So corporations really don't pay any taxes. They don't create this money from thin air. It comes from a rise of expenses from our goods and services. So that being said, if corporations can save money so their widgets become more competitive, they're going to do that.
You could make the argument that corporate taxes is part of the cost of doing business in this country, where doing business is more stable than in many other places.
There's no doubt about that. I can make that argument. Here's my point, Tom, and for everybody. You know, so we could look at that and say, is it patriotic or not? And I'm not going to have an opinion one way or another. But the fact of the matter is that corporations are going to go where they keep the price of their widget the lowest. And so if they can keep the taxes the lowest, they're going to go to where they're going to. It's going to be the natural course of events, no matter where it is around the globe.
Not all companies do this, though, Merle. I mean, Walgreens thought about doing it and changed their mind because the backlash was so great.
I completely agree with you. My whole point in this is that I think we need to foster a way inside of our country that says, what can we do to bring corporations back into America that they want to bring the companies back in here? And there's a number of ways in which to do so. And I think that's what's more important out of this, rather than saying that companies are unpatriotic if they move. And they may or may not be, and I'm not going to comment on that. All it is that companies are going to try to make their widget prices as low as they possibly can. And so we need to make it so that we can do that in America. Is it by lowering the cost of doing business? Is it by lowering corporate tax, which just simply creates the jobs and we tax the individual? You know, I don't know if I have an answer to it, but I think that's not a bad one. So with the companies doing this, yeah, I can see why they're doing it. Do I agree or like it? You know, I don't know. I'm kind of a patriotic guy myself, personally.
Some are suggesting that Warren Buffett is putting profit ahead of his principles. You'll remember back in 2011, Buffett wrote an essay about why the wealthy should pay more in taxes, leading to the so-called Buffett rule, a tax fairness principle. With this Burger King deal, he apparently is changing his tune a little bit when it comes to that.
Yeah. Again, I don't know if Warren is part of the deal that actually moves or if Warren is actually Warren, because we talk all the time. That's how I know him. I don't know if Warren Buffett is actually part of the deal or if part of the corporation owns a piece of Burger King or of Tim Hortons. That part I don't know, so that's why I'm somewhat I'm hesitant to comment on that in real detail.
All right, 715-845-2155. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with more. Phone lines are open. If you have a question for Merle here this morning, give us a call. We'll be right back on WSAU.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with intimacy. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-842-0748. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Superbeta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Superbeta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-842-0748. That's 1-800-842-0748. Call 1-800-842-0748.
All over America, people are taking the national radon test. Have you? Excuse me, have you heard of radon?
Is that a gas?
Is it something that comes up out the ground or something?
It's like poison gas.
Something dangerous that you're supposed to check on to make sure it's not in your home.
Now it's your turn. Answer true or false. Radon is a radioactive gas. True, radon is a radioactive gas. True or false? The Office of the Surgeon General recommends that all homes be tested for radon. True, your home should be tested.
I didn't know that, no.
True or false, radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer. True.
True, I didn't know that.
Radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer. Answer true or false. Homes with radon problems can be fixed. True. Homes with radon problems can be fixed.
So what do you do about it? I'm going to dial the number and call.
1-800-SOS-RADON.
If I don't take care of it, nobody else will.
Keep your family safe from radon. Call now.
1-800-SOS-RADON.
Who might you save?
Your mother, your father, your husband, uncle, aunt, son.
Learn FAST, F-A-S-T, the sudden signs of a stroke, and you could save...
your friend, your best friend, teacher, boss, coach.
F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911. F-A-S-T, face, arm, speech, time. That's F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911. The sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in the recovery of...
your neighbor, the waiter, a fellow shopper, a total stranger, grandmother, grandfather.
So learn FAST, the sudden signs of a stroke, then pass it on, because you never know who might save you.
Your wife, your colleague, teammate, mother.
Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with his person. That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance so common with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Five reasons why people like you need a weather forecast.
I don't know. My outfit always depends on the weather.
Because it affects the traffic.
I live 35 miles from where I work.
Knowing when severe weather is going to hit.
Because it changes every 10 minutes.
Well, that's reason enough. Stay alert with our weather updates at the top and bottom of the hour.
If I should wash the car. When I do, it rains.
Central Wisconsin's severe weather station.
Oh, yeah. There are a ton of good reasons to know the weather.
AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
And we're back here in the studio. I'm Tom King. Merle Kelch on location today, but he can take your questions, 715-845-2155. What else did you want to talk about today?
Well, let's have a little bit of fun as we await your call. And there's an article that's out here by Art Koff that says, why so many retirees work during retirement? And this all comes from an article or a survey that was done through Retired Brains, which is a website. And so roughly 400 people come in, and then their own defense or conversation, as they said, it's an informal poll only of 400 retired brain visitors. People came into their website and took a look at different things, and they simply asked them questions simply saying, if you've been retired for 1 year, what are you doing? And in here, about 8% of people said they're doing leisurely stuff. So many people say, well, we want to live a life of leisure, hunting and fishing and playing golf and doing some cards and visiting museums. And maybe they've taken on a casino or two, Tom. I don't know if you've ever been to one of those. I'm not really sure.
Mm.
So these types of activities that they do, about 9% continuing education. They go back to school. We see a number of these, of course, with our class that we have. In fact, they're coming up on September 23rd and 25th. How's that for a lead-in?
There you go.
For continuing education, learning more things, doing different things. You know, we actually had one of our clients, Tom, that after he retired, he decided he wanted to just learn about different things. So he found himself getting licenses for insurances. He didn't get a securities license, but he got a pilot's license. He, you know, did all these different things. He wanted to get a CDL, so he got a CDL. So he and his wife actually drove truck for a summer around the country. So he did all this stuff while he was retired. So doing different things. We have about 10% of people doing a lot of volunteer work, which I always think is a noble cause, and doing those sort of things. Well, it comes down to it. We've got, you know, traveling, about 11% people travel. Certainly when you first retire, Tom, if you haven't, you will, I'm sure, at some sort of particular point in time, start doing some traveling, get out there. A number of people actually start doing businesses, become entrepreneurs once again, starting up a new business or a new idea as they come around here. No definitive answer, about 11% of people, but surprisingly, out of this whole chart, is about 37% of the people start working again. In many instances, we have a number of people who, during retirement, start working, not at their same career, but they start doing different things, basically just to do different things. Some people, of course, have to work, don't get me wrong, but a lot of people work because they miss the activity and the camaraderie that you miss from coworkers.
Plus, their significant other tells them to get out of the house.
Well, I think that's, well, my whole opinion is that's what golf is for. by the way, folks, I believe that 9 holes of golf was invented by man, 18 holes was invented by woman.
Ha!
To get him out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's some truth to that. What's interesting is, you know, we see a lot of people with golf. We had actually had a client of ours that, even though her husband had passed and certainly money wasn't an issue, she continued to keep working at McDonald's for a long period of time. And the reason she worked there is because she got a kick out of working with the young kids. So finally, in mid-70s, she said, okay, I've had enough of you guys around on your own. She finally stopped working at McDonald's. And she did that because she just wanted to be there and work with the kids and do different things. So I thought that was fantastic. Working during retirement.
What questions do you have to ask before you do that as far as Social Security benefits and things like that?
Well, it really doesn't matter much from Social Security benefits. What you have to look at is what age you are when you still continue to work. For example, in my office, my mother is about to be, oh, you know what, I told her age on the air one time, and she just about killed me.
Uh-huh.
Well, let's just say mom is a little bit over 70 and considerably less than 90. How's that?
Okay.
So if mom and your friends are listening, I was polite. There we go. And she still works full-time in my office, you know, still does some stuff. I think she works full-time at getting lunch, but that's a whole other conversation. So in here, what you want to find out is how much can you earn at different ages. For example, 62 to about 65, if you work during those years, you lose a dollar of Social Security for every 2 that you earn over about $14,000. I think the number is actually 14,006 or right in that neighborhood today. But actually, if you hit age 70, you can work as much as you want to. You have no reduction of Social Security. And if you continue to work, it continues to keep adding to that Social Security number. If you are collecting, it keeps getting bigger, especially if you're working full-time and still adding to those credits. So it actually can be beneficial if you're working. But it all depends upon what you want to do. If you're working just a little bit part-time here and there, probably not much of an effect from a Social Security standpoint past age 70. Also, if you're 62 to 65 about, if you're working part-time, still really no effect on your Social Security as it comes along. But if you're working a lot of hours, well, then sometimes it makes sense just not to collect Social Security and to defer that until at some point in time you would stop working, especially if you're still working at your career, your job at that point.
What are the requirements as far as when you have to take Social Security?
I don't think there's any time that you have to take Social Security. I may be wrong in that as I'm saying it, but I don't think there's any time that you have to. But there's no reason to not take it past age at 70. You know, prior to that, you can say, well, my Social Security is going to keep going up. Your full retirement age, which used to be called the normal retirement age, or NRA, and I noticed now they just changed that to your full retirement age. They changed the name, apparently. They like the acronym of NRA associated with the Social Security Administration.
Okay.
But anyway, you know, once you have all those decline of Social Security because you work in your 60s, and so a number of people push it off till 70. And if you push it off until 70, you know, you can still work if you want to, but your Social Security is as high as it's going to be. You can still defer it for some period of time, and it'll still continue to keep adding. But at some particular point in time, you want to take some of that money back that you paid into the system. And boy, it certainly seems that if you're going to stop working at age 70, that'd be the time to take it. That's going to be pretty high at that point in time.
All right. 715-845-2155. 55 is the number to call. What are some of the other reasons folks give you, I mean, your clients, as far as determining their what their portfolio is going to do if, in fact, they're still working into their 60s and 70s? What do you do with their portfolio at that point?
You know, that's a pretty good question, and there's never two answers to this to that question. It's such a fluid thing. Many people think, I'm just going to retire and that's it, I'm going to stop, but it's not. So things change. Let me give an example of some clients that we have. Just recently, we had some clients that, I'm trying to give a brief history of where I want to go with this, but we had them prepared for retirement over the course of the last 2 or 3 years. And, you know, getting all the 401ks, investments, and so forth, all working together and so forth. All of a sudden, they retire in February. So, all right, so now we're ready to go. We get the investments in place. We turn the switch on. They start sending checks out to the checkbook. Okay? Makes sense. They have a pension. They have their Social Security. We have money going from their investments into their checkbook. And you think all is finished up and good. They actually see, in our instance here, this year, good friend Alan. They get their trust done. Everything's finished up and good. And now something changes out of their life that changed how all the investments worked, and we had to make an adjustment again just recently. And that was that Mom passed away. Now, God bless Mom. We didn't expect that to happen. But the kids, my clients, didn't expect the amount of money that Mom had inherited. I was going to give them as an inheritance. So now the amount of money that came in for an inheritance changed everything because Mom was already over 70 and a half and taking out her distributions, her required minimum distributions. So those distributions still had to keep coming out to the kids, my client. So once those distributions started coming to the kids, they looked around and said, well, geez, we don't need to take the money out from the investments anymore because the money that's coming from Mom is going to cover our travel and fun that we're taking the money out for. And we also have all this additional money that we're not going to need and may go to the kids. So now it goes back into changing how all the investments work. We no longer had to have the distributions going out. The additional amounts of inheritance we could invest and say, well, we're going to invest this, but we're going to put it in for long term. This may go off to the kids. So in addition to the estate and the trust work that we had done, we can do something differently to make sure this money is going to go off to the beneficiaries. So all of a sudden, everything changed immediately because of inheritance that was unexpected. So when we look at all this stuff and you start setting up financial plans, it never remains the same. Things always tend to change because of inheritances. Somebody passes away unexpectedly, and things always have to be an adjustment on it. So nothing is ever concrete. Even though you retire, it still has to be continually watched, manipulated, adjusted, et cetera, et cetera.
All right, we're going to take a break for some news, but when we come back, we'll take more of your questions and talk more with Merle Kelch, Kelch & Associates in Wausau. Back after this on WSAU.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed... could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
News now from AM 550. FM 99.9, WSAU.
I'm Tom King, WSAU News. Texas officials plan to appeal a federal judge's decision to strike down a major part of that state's abortion law. A U.S. district judge said the provision requiring clinics that perform abortions meet the same standards as hospital surgery centers was unconstitutional. The Coast Guard is searching the waters of the Gulf Coast for a couple who have been missing for several days. NBC News reporting the couple were believed to be aboard a yacht with a disabled engine.
University police in Madison say a student was taken to a detox facility for his own safety after he was found heavily intoxicated early yesterday. Officers spotted him slumping in a downtown parking garage ramp. The 25-year-old man was alone and stumbling as he walked up a stairwell at the Lake Street ramp around 2:15 in the morning. A state office building will reopen to the public after it spent most of the summer closed because of damage from a fire. The State Department of Administration says the Jeff 1 building, located just off the Capitol Square in downtown Madison, will have normal business hours beginning again on Tuesday. In sports, because of bad weather last night, a number of high school football games were moved to today, including Wausau East Marshfield. That game will be heard live on our sister station, Fox Sports Radio, at noon. That'll be followed by the conclusion of the DC Everest Wisconsin Rapids game, which was stopped at halftime. Wausau West and Stevens Point will finish up their game this morning in Stevens Point. The Warriors trailing 14-10 with less than 4 minutes to play. The Brewers lost to the Giants 13-2 last night. They play again tonight in San Francisco. The Cardinals also lost. And we'll have Badger football tonight right here. The Badgers take on LSU. Pregame show at 6 o'clock. The weather today, showers and storms, then diminishing, and a high of 72. For tonight, an overnight low of 63. Tomorrow, some areas of fog early, then partly cloudy and humid with a high of 79. Monday, humid, showers and storms likely in the morning, high 75. That's news and weather. I'm Tom King, Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.
As I went through school, one giant question loomed over me. What did I want to be? But in order to know what I wanted to be, I had to first decide what I wanted to make. I wanted to make more. So I became a teacher. Now I make learning a privilege, not a chore. And frustration, a tool, not an obstacle. I make working hard seem easy, and giving up, impossible. I make an old subject feel like a fresh thought, and unconventional methods common. I make material things less important. And little things, like patience and kindness, count. I make weekdays more exciting than weekends, and classrooms feel like anything but. I make things different, which is all I ever hoped for. I'm a teacher. I make more.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
One day, I'll teach chemistry to kids.
I'm going to be an architect.
My dream is to be a chef.
At the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Federal Student Aid, we provide more than $150 billion each year in grants, loans, and work study funds, making higher education possible for anyone at any stage of life.
I can go back to college.
I can change careers.
I can make a difference.
Federal Student Aid, proud sponsor of the American Mind. Learn more about money for college at studentaid.gov.
In celebration of Labor Day, we're on a quest to recover the body of labor leader Jimmy Hoffa, and currently working on a tip that this may be the spot of his final resting place. Yep, we're working like we do every day, providing news, traffic, weather, sports, and... Hey, wait, I think we got something here. Oh boy, I think we found Casey Kasem. Labor Day, and every day.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
And we're back here. I'm in the studio. Merle's on location today, enjoying the Labor Day weekend, but still doing his thing this morning. And we are open to your questions, 715-845-2155. Where'd you want to go next? What do we want
to talk about?
I want to
go on, it'll pop the article up here, good old technology. It tends to blink out if you're not staring at it. Can you afford retirement? Five Ways to Make Sure by Jonathan Clements. So folks, by the way, this program is not intended to provide any specific or financial advice. Please seek qualified financial and tax advice prior to making any investments. Securities and Investment Advisory Services offered through HBEC Incorporated, member SIPC, FINRA, Kilson Associates, and HBEC Incorporated are unaffiliated companies. And folks, this program is intended for Wisconsin residents only.
I saw that that article you're going to talk about here, five ways to make sure you can afford retirement, and some of them were the things you were talking about before the break.
They are indeed. I mean, it starts right off with Social Security. You know, we look at Social Security and how it's out there, and though I disagree with it, they certainly make a point in here, and they're saying, defer your Social Security until age 70 if you can, of course. Inside of here is one of the conversations that we go through, and their math comes out to be pretty much identical to ours, which says, suppose you retire at age 65, which you'd be eligible for $20,000 a year, it says, and with it, if you put your benefits off until age 70, you'd miss on 5 years worth of benefits, say $100,000 worth. Well, Well, by the way, you'd have to still survive and eat and pay bills. So that money would have to come from my savings, et cetera, et cetera. But delaying it until age 70 would increase your Social Security some 41% to rather than $20,000 to $20,300. And so doing some simple math in the middle there, to make back your $100,000, you'd have to live until age 82. And that's usually what we say is about 12 years. So my opinion would be is to take it earlier, but then again, you're not going to get the raise, but taking it earlier, you get your money back while statistically you're still going to be alive. If you look at the statistics they say inside of here, a 65-year-old man is pegged to live until age 84, and for a woman's age 87, about half of these people will live longer than that. And we look at it and say, well, will we make the money back? Well, I guess you have to look at your own family history on that. For me, Tom, I wish I could start collecting Social Security at age 52.
It would run out, though, wouldn't it?
Well, no, I think I'd run out before the Social Security.
I see.
You know, my family, the men typically fall over at about 53 or 54, so I tell people around me, you got me for another good 3 or 4 years, and that's it.
Mm.
Well, that's why I'm trying to become less round.
Yes, absolutely.
Even though round is a shape, I need to be less of it. I don't want to be a pear. All right, enough of that. Next thing, obviously, as we could expect, is cover your fixed costs and fixed expenses. Like anything else, we still have to have a budget in mind, or P's and Q's during retirement. Even though we stop working, our money does not. We still have to make sure we know how it's going to be spent, where it's going to be spent, et cetera, et cetera. And that being the case, we have to say, how much are we spending? You know, do we have a budget that accounts for vacations that we put it aside and it only goes inside of that pot? So we still have to cover those fixed expenses. And like I tell so many people, the biggest one when we retire we have to watch out for is our housing expenses. I don't like it if our clients have a house payment during retirement. Reason is that during retirement, we tend to get another house payment. It's just called health insurance. It tends to be about the same cost as what our mortgage is, it appears. And I don't like to have both unless there's a reason for it, such as any sort of a tax benefit in some instances necessary in which to do so. Now, we also have to build a cash cushion. And, Tom, I know that you have $4 or $5 million in your checkbook just as a cushion. I don't know if it's a 4 or 5 now, Tom.
Yeah.
But we have to have a cash cushion in there. You know why? Because things happen. We all know that they do. The roof will leak. The furnace will break. The car will stop running. It happens to all of us. We have to make sure we have that cushion. And everybody has a dollar amount, folks, makes you feel comfortable. I have clients that they need to see 6 digits in their checkbook. So they want $100,000. And you know what? Why is the answer? Or why is the question? Well, because that's what they feel comfortable with. And so we all have that number that we need to have. But generally accepted is about 6 months' worth of cash sitting around just to make sure things are okay. And you know what? And CDs are great investment places for cash. I will regularly have people say, well, Merle, my CDs aren't making me any money. This is for money that is, you know, just in case something happens. And where can I put it for a month or 2 months to have it make some money? And I said, CDs.
Because you can get it out.
Yeah, well, you can't invest. You can't invest for a year. I mean, you got to invest for 3 years or 4 years. That's what the money's got to be for. And so many times we see people that want to put money away that's earmarked for something or it's for the emergency, and they don't want it to bank because they're not making anything, so they want to put it in the marketplace. And you just can't do that, folks. Don't do so. So build a cash cushion. Make sure you have it there.
All right. Go ahead.
715-845-2155.
I saw a question here that on one of these Q&As that might be interesting to some folks. It's a guy in his late 30s, mm-hmm. and he asked the question, what's better, to transfer all of my money into a Roth or leave it in my 401k? And if it is transferable, I have to pay taxes on all the money I have prior to switching, or how does that work? If you were working and you had a 401k, would you take a lot of that money, if not all of that money, at some point and transfer it into a Roth?
Well, there's kind of an order that you want to take a look at this. And the order you want to take a look at it, especially if you're a young person, I guess it really doesn't matter if you're working. In theory, you want to put money inside of your 401k first, especially if your employer has matching contributions. That's free money. We can't get over that rate of return. Okay. So
how many places still do that?
You know, believe it or not, many have stopped have come back to it now. And the reason is because that matching contribution is forcing good people to stay at work. One of those things, they used to call them golden handcuffs, though it meant a little bit something different. It certainly is the case. So let's say if you're the best radio host in the world, Tom, and there's a station across the street, and they're the best station in the world, and they want you to come work there, why would you stay where you are? So companies would say, well, we really like you, so we're going to give you some extra incentive to stay working with us. And so those contributions or matches to 401ks are pretty prevalent today, and they're coming back.
Mm-hmm.
The other part of that is places that at one point in time had a pension. You know, this is a defined benefit where if you work there for a certain number of years, you receive a certain dollar amount per month for the rest of your life or your spouse and that whole bit. A lot of companies are falling away with that. And as a return or a repayment back, there's a number of employers that are moving towards this. If you put in a dollar, they put in like $3 on top. So if you don't put any money away, they won't put any money into it either. But if you put in a dollar, usually up to 3 or 4% of your income, they'll match you $1 to $2 to $3 for the $1 you put in as that match for your retirement benefit. And guess what? The amount you'd receive on a monthly basis with that is much higher than if you had the pension.
Well, sure.
So that's what we're starting to see happen now, which I think is absolutely fantastic.
All right, we've got some phone calls. Let's go to the phone here this morning. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
Jerry.
Jerry, you're on with Merle. Go ahead.
Morning, Jerry.
Good morning. You know, I can honestly say that, you know, in my lifetime I've been investing for, like, you know, at least 30 years, and there seems to be more opportunities now than ever with, you know, 3D printers. You have the Internet of Things coming along, and with the Internet of Things, you're going to have a, you know, a big security solution, you know, for the, you know, everything made on the Internet, because everybody's going to try to hack into it. You have Tesla out there, you know, all these new companies and, you know, different products coming out. It's like, where do you stop and choose, or how do you choose to, you know, what to really invest in? Because, I mean, there's so much out there, and like, you don't know which way to turn, really.
That's a heck of a question. Thanks, Jerry. Appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, he's right. I mean, how do you choose the new companies that you maybe don't know a whole lot about, but you know that some of these are going to be very hot and make a lot of money?
Sure. You know, Jerry comes into a question that Peter Lynch, who was the iconic leader of the pack for the Magellan Funds by Fidelity for a long time, and he made a statement which I never forgot about, and I probably heard this statement 20 years ago, that says, only invest in things you understand and know. Warren Buffett, for example, doesn't invest inside of anything in the Internet himself, or generally because he said, I don't understand it, so I don't know about the business.
And so, yeah, that may be safe, but it's also meaning he's missing out on a lot of stuff, too.
Well, the other part of this is that how do you keep up with technology? Well, you have to get into it. You know, my mom, for example, can hop into the Internet, and she does most of her news and reading and does searching on the Internet. And when she started working for me, you know, some 7-10 years ago, she had no idea how to turn on a computer. And so now she's keeping up with the technology. She just discovered how the voicemail works on her phone. I mean, she's really coming along. And so with it, we got to keep up with the technology so we understand what some of the stuff has the potential to do, and then search around for the companies that do these sort of things. One of the big things that I see, Tom, with many people who, as they are coming up in retirement and just generally getting older, as life indeed does happen, is they forget to keep looking around at the technology around them. And as a result, technology is moving so fast that you can really get yourself caught behind. So I recommend, you know, if you're retired that's out there, and for example, Jerry, you know, get a computer, read about this stuff, look at what's going on. It keeps the mind sharp anyway, but you got to read about the technology that's out there. You know, Tesla, for example, come along, great car company, stock went like crazy. Why did it do well? It's because it came out with great electric cars. Well, the whole idea of electric car isn't anything new. They just seem to really hit stuff right. Not only are the designs beautiful and how they do that, but they really seem to have their battery technology down. And so, but we got to keep reading. We got to keep the information coming to us, listening to programs like this, maybe taking a class that we had talked about earlier. We got to keep that information and reading and technology going.
Well, I tell you what, back I started using Google in the early days, and I realized right away that Google was going to be a game changer. And if I would have had a big chunk of money at that point in time, and it would have been available, Google would have been one to jump on. I look back now and say, you know, I'm a moron. Why didn't I, you know, borrow the money and do it? But you know, when you think about that, you don't want to do that either. I mean, you don't want to go out on a limb and roll the dice, if you will. But boy, there are some companies that you can just sense are going to be game changers.
Oh, absolutely. that there's out there. And you know what? And there's more companies that are doing the same thing. There's a couple of companies that are out there that I have ideas that I think are things that are going to change our technology and how our life works. And you're waiting for that technology to get a little better because you know somebody's going to hit it and they're going to do it really, really right. You know, we talked about 3D printing on this program, and I think that's going to be something that's going to change. And I don't think it's going to be in the company that's creating the 3D printers. I mean, somebody's going to come out with one that's going to be faster, then the next one will be faster, the next one will be faster. I think the money's going to be in the materials that these printers can make it with. For example, you know, you have to look at the 3D printing. And, folks, it's coming out in the not-too-distant future, and pretty much most of us who are listening, that if you want a new cup and a bowl or a mug, you just print your own. And you have put it in this machine will create the mug for you. The question is now, does it make it out of some sort of a Kevlar material, a plastic material, or is somebody going to create it with some sort of a molten stainless material that this machine can actually print it with and make it with? And so I think that's going to be just a huge game changer for us and whoever does that. And, yes, I am actively looking for that type of technology that's out there.
All right, 715-845-2155. We're going to take one more break. We'll come back with more. If you have a question for Merle, give us a call. We'll be right back on WSAU.
Where do you want to go to lunch?
I'm having a stroke.
Did you hear what I said?
I'm having a stroke.
Why aren't you answering me?
I'm having a stroke.
What's up with your face?
I'm having a stroke.
That's not normal. Is something wrong?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having an allergic reaction?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Let's talk about the X's and O's of family entertainment. Every parent in Wisconsin knows the importance of being able to draw up an activity that'll get you out of the house for a couple of hours. But it needs to be affordable. It needs to be family-friendly. Above all, it needs to be fun. Now, let's talk about high school sports. Bang for your buck, school sports provide the perfect game plan for your family. You'll enjoy all of the drama and excitement competitive sports offer. You'll be supporting the future leaders of our community in a meaningful way. Best of all, you can take the entire family without breaking the bank. Heck, you won't even dent it. Now, enough chalk talk. Let's get out there and see what's playing at the high school in your community. School sports. Good for our kids, good for our community. This message presented by the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Any daughter would do the same. But soon enough, he needed help doing more things, and it was up to me to be his personal shopper and financial manager, too. And before I knew it, Dad moved in with me. So I became his cook, his personal assistant, his physical therapist, and even his nurse. When I started taking care of Dad, I didn't realize all the roles I'd have to play. But no matter what, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the many roles you play. And to help, we created an online caregiving resource center. At aarp.org/caregiving, you can find resources and connect with the caregiving community. Together, we can better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to learn more. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
All week, the Badgers have been getting ready.
Pick is in the air.
We're ready, too.
Slicing left 15 across the 20.
360 coverage from the official Badgers football play-by-play station.
He's to the 50. Foot race to the house.
This Saturday is a Badger game day Saturday.
Touchdown, Wisconsin.
On AM 550, FM 99.9. News, talk, sports, WSAU.
The Badgers and LSU.
Game coverage Saturday at 6 on WSAU.
And because of that Badger game here on WSAU tonight, that means Brewer Baseball will move to our sister station, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9, the Brewers and Giants 7:30 pregame. And another programming note, those high school football games that were postponed last night will take place today, East in Marshfield at 12 noon on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. That'll be followed by the conclusion of the DC Everest-Wisconsin Rapids game as well on our sister station, Fox Sports Radio. We're on with Merle Kelch, Kelch & Associates in Wausau. Merle, let's go back to the phone here this morning. Good morning. Hello. Who are we talking to?
You're talking to a Julie.
Julie, you're on with Merle. Go ahead.
Morning, Julie.
I've been looking at this one penny stock called Enercor. It's E-N-C-R. And it's used to burn off waste from landfills and coal mines in like a low BTU fuel for turbine use. Is there anything that you can tell me about this?
Nothing that I'd be able to know about the penny stock at the moment for two reasons. One, probably enough time for me to do any sort of research on it. And the second part of it is I don't have live internet at the moment. But Penny, on this, what you want to do on penny stocks is this. With penny stocks, you always have to realize that the probability of losing money is high. And they're called high-risk securities. And so if you're going to buy any of this or you have any interest on it, just do an amount of money you can lose at the casino at a night and not have it affect you, and use that for a basis on it. The other part of it is you have to try to get as much financial information as you can. You know, the stuff that's burning off from trash piles, for lack of a better term, obviously it's popping up, the methane, they can capture it, they can use it. But you know what? Right now, I don't know if it's going to been a big price issue simply because we have tons of money burning up because we have so much extra natural gas that we can't capture in the Balkans. So I don't know how good that company's going to be, though they might have a great idea. I don't know if they have any profit in their product at this point in time.
What's the percentage, if you know off the top of your head, or maybe you can't look it up because your internet's not working, but what's the percentage, do you think, of penny stocks or of high-risk securities that actually pan out and become successful companies and successful investments?
Boy, I don't even have an answer as far as the percentage goes, but you know what? It's not a lot. There's a reason that they're penny stocks, and it's usually not because they're starting up. It's usually because they're going backwards. For stocks to be worth something, they got to make some profit. And a lot of times these penny stocks are just companies that used to be good and fell apart, or somebody who bought it up and is hopefully going to make it come back again. But usually penny stocks are already on the way down to begin with.
All right.
Unfortunately.
Let's go back to the phone. Good morning. Who are we talking to? Hello. Hello, hello. Yep, they are gone. All right, 715-845-2155 is the number to call here. If you have a question for Mo, we've got a few minutes left. You can tell us quickly about your upcoming classes.
We have the upcoming classes, and I'll talk about those one second, but there's one thing I wanted to touch upon right here. And we talked about that article before, and there's one spot I just want to make sure that I mentioned. Can You Afford a Retirement? Five Ways to Make Sure, by Jonathan Clements. And there's two things he had left. One of them is obviously you got to have some growth in your portfolio. So even though you retire, you still have to have some growth because you don't know how long you'll retire. But the biggest one is he has inside of the section called Manage Your Spending. And this is he talks about withdrawal rates. And he's saying you should take out a withdrawal rate of 4%. And we'll use 4 or 5% depending upon the client ourselves. So even though you have this big pile of money, it used to be, folks, that people would think about, well, I'm just going to withdraw 7%. I'm just going to withdraw 9% or 10% of my portfolio because I'm making that. And especially in the light of the last 2 years, we've had this conversation pop up quite a bit. Remember 2012 and 13, folks? Many people who are invested in the stock market saw rates of returns of 15% or 17%, some people even in 20s. And guess what? It just had two great years and leave it at that. We can't take out 10% or 20%, but the withdrawal rate's about 4%. And I just want to make sure you look at this, folks. When you get ready for retirement, you want to draw out about 4 or 5% of your pot. You don't want to go over that, otherwise if things start dipping down a little bit, you start grabbing onto your principal and spending that versus spending the interest only. That being said, folks, we have some classes coming
Hang
up.
On, before we do that, let's try to sneak one more phone call in here. Good morning, who are we talking to? Well, the phone is not cooperating here in the late going of the program, so I guess they aren't there. So you can tell us about the classes. Go ahead.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's answer the question, and the question is, yes, marry her.
Okay, all right.
Okay. The classes we have coming up, and folks, our mail is going to be heading out this coming Tuesday. And so it should be showing up in your box by the end of next weekend. Look for it. Brand new brochures for our class, by the way, if you're familiar with the old ones. So they're beautiful now in four-color printing. Oh, they're just lovely. I just wanted to use that word. Starting September 3rd and on September 25th and the successive 4 weeks thereafter at NTC and as well as at Greenock Fieldhouse, we will have classes in which we will go into all portions, pieces, and parts of the investment world. We assume that nobody knows anything about investments when they start out with. And we start out with them, and by the time we finish up and done, we have our good friend Alan Haugum coming in and talking about estate planning. We have they have inside of the book some designs on recommended portfolios for 401ks, just to give you some diversification, show you how to do so. We talk about many different things, insurances, health insurance, Social Security. We talk about Medicare. I'm certain there will be some new changes inside of Medicare, inside of the books that we have based upon Obamacare coming up. So we literally dip into almost everything, and we give you a nice three-ring binder that comes along with it, and we have a lot of people that use this as a reference, Tom, for the future when they have questions about various investment type of subjects and topics. So the class is $49, which includes you and a guest. We welcome you to come along. Give our office a call, 715-849-3600, and get more information. If you don't get one in the mail, call our office. We'll make sure we send one out to you, one of the brochures and flyers, to get you more information on the class and how to get signed up for it.
All right. And if folks want to get a hold of you on Monday, how can they do that? Or actually on Tuesday.
Well,
this
it'll
week.
Be Tuesday, but
yeah.
That's good enough.
Mm-hmm.
On Monday or Tuesday, you can find us at KelchinAssociates.com here in Wausau. You can find us stopping in the office at 3rd Avenue and Bridge Street. You can give us a call at 715-849-3600 or toll-free outside of the Wausau area at 866-355-5100.
All right, we'll talk to you again down the road.
We'll see you next week, my friend.
Merle Kelch, Kelch & Associates here in Wausau. All right, programming notes quickly once again. We've got the news and the polka shows on the way. Badger football tonight right here, pregame show at 6 o'clock. Brewer baseball moving to our sister station, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9, pregame show at 7:30. And later this afternoon, high school football on our sister station, Fox Sports Radio. These are games that were postponed from last night because of the bad weather, and it will be Wausau East and Marshfield beginning at noon today on Fox Sports Radio.